Okay, so let me click that fucking like button down there for liking and shit. Pull that down. Okay, I am all set up on this end, except for the fact that I didn't fucking look awesome. I guess I can go in and I can change that real quick. Because right now, we're still... Yeah, hold on. I'll go in and change it. Fucking ball sacks.
I suppose.
Well, edit the video. Well, this is going to be...
As people can see, we got a whole bunch of shit that we can go over.
Yes.
Because, yeah, we're under a quarantine stream because people are assholes.
Yeah. We're going to click here.
And I suppose while we have a couple free minutes, to anybody who's in the chat right now who's playing that One Punch Man, the cell phone game, I did make a Fandom Night guild in there because the other fucking groups I've been in have a fuck ton of, like, inactive people. And every time I talk to leaders, I'm like, can we boot the people not fucking playing so we can get actual people that, I don't know, play? And they're like, no, because it's hard to get because everybody makes their own guild and it's oversaturated. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. So I finally left my group and just made my own. So it's just fucking me. And I don't give a shit. But anybody who wants to join can. And yes, there is. It's a fucking... it's basically like a card team battle type of game. Like, you get certain characters from draws, and then you go through and you just play the game. It's kind of an okay game for a cell phone game. It's just something I play in the morning to kind of wake my ass up. So I'm usually on, like, once a day, first thing in the morning when I wake up to do my dailies. And then maybe, like, on Sundays, I'll do a whole bunch of the other shit to get, like, the, quote, weekly stuff. There is a slight pay-to-win element to it, but to be fair, I've been kicking ass without paying any actual money. So... you just got to play the game.
It's all about the game and how you play it.
See, I would comment, but you didn't do it right.
Because I didn't go with all of it. That's why.
Well, no, it's because you didn't get the gravel. You didn't... It's all about the game! Play it.
That's right. He said, you don't know about Motorhead, motherfucker.
The ace of spades! The ace of spades!
All right. Yeah. Let's, let's not chew into the fucking microphone. Let me finish my goddamn bagel. I'm sorry. I'm fucking sorry.
Wow. Oh, shit.
All right, breakfast complete. Let's see the new fucking writer. Let's see him. We're here. Let's fucking look at that guy that we ain't seen that has a look that we ain't seen.
The Saber.
I just realized I forgot to get my dumbass a drink. Oh, well.
Well, let's get around the Discord chat room.
Okay, what's fine. Up? If he ain't going to go first for going around the chat room.
Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Replic Bill William Bush. Son of a bitch, man. I'm fucking out of it.
Seth Lovell Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree Proto Guy.
Wow.
And Nick Bennett's dead to the world. So, yeah, no Lone Paladin.
Yeah.
Guy.
Yeah, he got forced, so he didn't even get off work until like 8 today.
Yep.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
But yeah, this is going to be first impressions for the Kamen Rider Saber. And these images, I didn't get through the normal Wikipedia wiki guy, so be mindful about these images.
What do you mean? They're from the group that's been supplying, isn't it?
I don't think so. It was by some other guy that the group.
Oh, no, he's already posted to me twice that, you know, I know what you're talking about because he's in the Discord right now telling me that he made the folder. So, yeah.
Oh.
So, yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. He's on our Discord.
Yeah, he's in chat right now. It's DeAndre.
Yep.
Okay, read it first, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fairy
Tales!
This is easily exactly what this says.
Yeah, so
like,
hold on, hold
it does without a doubt say...
I'm doing a quick read, shut up. Okay, third lineup is spot on. Fourth right. Fourth of the wind.
No, update the video. It says a new writer, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, just refresh the stream.
Yeah, refresh the stream.
Okay.
Because this is episode 219. It was just the way that we went into this. It came up that way at first. I just went in and fixed it.
Okay. There's going to be magazine scans and other images to check out.
The Discord link changes every single day for a specific reason.
Okay. So apparently there's going to be a fuck ton of folders, but apparently we're going to blow through them quickly.
And I say we tackle the right ones first instead of the other ones.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Let's see these guys. And yes, I'll drop the Discord link later today, yes.
Saber.
This guy sucks.
I give it a zero.
It's straight up John Cena rider. I can't see him at all.
I'm not digging the all white.
I know.
Alright, let me try that again.
There it goes.
Okay.
Actually, not much better.
I like this guy's hat. Cool.
Alright, next.
Yep.
All right. That's,
do I give him a ranking?
Okay, here's the thing. When I look at this guy, and, okay, it's not that I'm trying to make fun of him, but like his style, I feel like he's from one of two possibilities.
Lupin Ranger.
He's from that fucking video, It's Friday, I'm in Love, or he's from a silent film era.
I don't know. For some reason, I keep getting this feeling like John the Mod from SLC Punk, but...
Okay.
I don't know.
Next.
I just don't care. He's straight out of fucking silent film era.
Yeah.
The music's going... while he's doing fucking silly shit.
You don't like his knee socks?
No, I don't like his fucking knee socks.
I was going to say, the lower half's kind of reminding me of Five from Umbrella Academy. next.
Okay. This is him. All right. Okay, I get what they're going for. They got the dragon here that's spitting out the fire, which is his arm. So it punches the flame. The other side doesn't seem to have any kind of real gimmick. It's just black. And then the middle being white. I don't hate the white and the black and the red. That color's not awful. I feel like the shooty fire is a little,
I like his helmet.
It's a little goofy. Maybe it's the dragon. Maybe it looks like a Lego dragon. Like a Lego dragon is shooting Lego fire.
Yeah. Next.
Yeah.
Okay, this is one of those guys that's going to change armor swaps and yada yada, because now he's got all the gray here.
He's got a bunch of cards on his belt.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Okay, I see that. Corner. Yeah.
Yeah,
you're right.
Oh, okay, Jack and the Bean. Okay. Because, yeah, I was about to comment on Ivy Whip Sword, and then, yeah, as soon as I started looking at the other shit, I was like, oh, wait a minute.
Next.
Okay. So I went in and looked at the Discord, and the guy's saying that basically these cards, he's three transformations at any given time. So the three slots are he puts in a form card, and then that creates the three-point body. That's why he had the metal, the fire-breathing thing, the middle white. So this guy is one of those guys that can swap out, change one thing, and get a new name.
Next.
And it'll count as a new form.
Eh, what do you expect? Toy sales. They don't exactly have Zords that they could swap an arm and change.
Can somebody, like, read this?
Read what?
Yeah, Peter Pan. Instead of Peter Pan. Okay.
How about we avoid some English and let's
Brave Dragon.
Well, evidently that's part of what this guy is he's storybooks. So like Jack and the Beanstalk, Peter Pan, Tales of Dragons. There's different fairy tale standards, and then he swaps those books, the cards, into that middle slot thing that he has, and then that determines his form.
I see.
So that's how he's getting his power set.
Next.
Yep, more of the same there.
Okay, yeah, okay. All right. Interesting. It's not the worst gimmick. We've seen some pretty shitty gimmicks.
Right.
I'm not a big fan of Morphers being this fucking huge and whatnot, okay? But the gimmick is fine. It allows him a wide range of looks and powers, which is irritating when we have to later review this guy and he'll have fucking 40 folders or some shit. But for the gimmick standalone, it's a decent way for him to power swap in and out during battle. And it's somewhat like Gokaiger, where they have the keys, but he has books.
Right.
Next.
Sweet shoes.
Oh, he's got an ice. Yeah, I see that. I'm noticing he's really stuck on this dragon arm thing.
Next.
Okay, so that's Jack and the Beanstalk over there, and over here, I'm not sure what that is, but it's a dragon thing.
Brave
I don't know
dragon.
If it's actually tied into a story I know, or, you know, I don't but I see it. Now the helmet, has the helmet been changing, or is the helmet standard?
I think
the
only
changes slightly.
Okay.
Yeah, it changes slightly, like the beanstalk stuff, the vines, and
yeah.
Oh, okay. So some of the head decoration changes slightly depending on what's going on. Like right now, the fire, so they've got the fire eyes,
right.
And like you said, the Jack and the Beanstalk. So he didn't have this thing on his head earlier.
Yeah. He might have had, like, the pole part.
Yeah, Yeah, the pole part stays because that's supposed to be, like, the sword, but, yeah, that's about it.
Next.
Okay.
Yeah.
I saw somebody in the chat said that the dragon is his main power, so that probably never changes or whatever, but the others are his power-ups. So, because the slot, there's four slots, but the book, he places them in and they open, so he only equips two books. That's what I'm assuming. So he puts in two books. That forms the other side of the power. The dragon power thing stays the same.
I'm just glad they found something to do with the Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Discs.
Well, you know, they've been taking up a lot of space in the warehouse, and
right.
Nobody's really doing shit with them.
Next. Oh, he's got a bike.
A blurry bike.
Yeah, it's a blurry bike. Mm. You can't really say much about it, though, because the guy's not out yet. So, from what it looks like, it's an okay dirt bike.
Well, I mean, there is one thing that you can say about it.
What?
Bikes!
Oh, pff, damn it. Yes, yes, you could.
Beat you to it. Next.
You did. Doop, 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 and then that black screen comes up and he's like, I have to study for the test tomorrow. But he can't say that because he's a silent writer.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's it.
But please donate.
Please donate.
Alright,
that's it for Saber.
Oh boy. Alright, no, that's good. We need length for episode. I looked away when you opened the first folder. I didn't realize there were like fucking five of these guys. So let's see them.
Yep.
Alright.
What's this guy? Rider Blades?
Blades.
The last guy was Saber. Alright, cool. Okay, different guys. So we're looking at different riders, not different forms. That's good. I appreciate that at least. That's great.
Alright. Next.
This guy looks like a tool.
I was gonna say, is this dude like some soldiery guy thing, or?
I don't know. Next.
This guy looks like a tool.
This guy's got a blue kitty on his chest.
Yes. Yes, he does. Okay, he has a sword head.
I like this helmet.
Yeah?
It's kind of, yeah, it looks, I need a better picture to make sure.
I like his Nike slash for his eyes.
Just do it.
Just do it. Just fucking see. Just do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Next.
Oh. Oh, okay.
That's a happy lion.
Yes, that's okay. It's goofy.
Yeah, now that I could see it better, yeah, because that was the only thing that was throwing me, because I'm sitting here, I'm like, are we sure that's not like a wolf thing? But now that I could see it better, yeah, no, that's definitely
It's definitely an open mouth fucking smiling lion.
Next.
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. This is less cool. Okay, his helmet. This is what I'm trying to... Now that I could see, like, eyes, it's less cool than when I just saw the gash. It's not by much. His helmet is still neat, but seeing the eyes, the little blue... You see what I'm talking about? That makes it a little less cool than when it was just a gash.
He has a kitty.
Yes. Yes, Shane, he has a kitty.
Next.
Okay. Did you look at the fucking fantasy castle in the back here?
I was about to say, what's with the magic kingdom back there?
Well, from what I could tell, this has something to do with fairy tale shit. So this is, that's probably going to be littered throughout the whole series.
Next.
Oh my god.
He has a spider with fucking machine guns on it.
What the fuck?
I'm coming.
Oh my god, your ride is fucking sad, sir. He's ready for his fucking DLC Mario Kart.
If we were rating these, I'd be giving that car a 1.
Dude, that is fucking dumb.
And it gets a 1 because it has guns on it.
Wow. All
right, next.
Well, 64. At least she's happy about it. I mean,
64.
Yeah, it's because they're 5 away.
The excitement is rising.
So that's it for that one. That's it for Blades.
Okay, aside from his dumb fucking car thing.
He wasn't too bad.
He wasn't bad.
Neither one of them are bad.
Espada?
Yep.
Espada. Sure, why not? Three. You know, the people style in this show is, yeah.
Yeah.
They look like they're part of a play.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Next.
They seem oddly, like, how do I put this? It's almost like they discovered an old fucking theater with a bunch of old fucking costumes that hadn't been worn in like five generations that are all tattered and used and old, and they just picked the outfit and tried to put on a play.
Next.
Well, this is concept art or a drawing, so it's hard to tell, but if that's what it ends up being, it looks cool.
Well, let's see what else.
That's it.
Shit. Okay.
I'm trying to discern anything that I can, but I'm
so his helmet is neat. I like the fact that it's got this thing that wraps around off the eyes and actually is I like it and I don't like it. I like it because it's neat, and then I don't like it because somebody could grab him by the back of the fucking handlebar here
right.
and fucking throw him around.
Handlebar helmets are so cool.
Oh yeah, they've done wonders for other people in the past.
What a slight concussion, man.
And I noticed that every single one of these riders has a deadly weapon attached to their head. So headbutting, I'm guessing, is a thing in this series.
Yeah, it's for, hey, did you just grab my little fucking handle to throw me?
Hey, did you just grab my handlebar to try to yank me back? Okay. Go ahead, kill yourself. Kill self for stupid.
Kill self for stupid.
Kenza.
Kenza.
Two pictures.
Okay. Let's see another guy in another sad outfit.
He looks sad.
He does look sad. This dude doesn't even want to be here.
Like, hey, you're a writer. That's cool.
Yeah, it's great.
Mm.
I fucking made it.
This seems more like us when we wake up in the morning for this stuff. It's like,
yeah. Yeah, that's about how I feel right now.
Next.
I like your helmet, but it's hard to tell anything else.
Yeah, I can't tell if they're trying to play off the idea of a breastplate with a raised neck, or if that's supposed to be, like, the idea of a scarf thing, but, you know,
Yeah, it's more than likely possibly, like, a scarf thing, because I do remember in the about section, he's supposed to be, like,
well, they just said he's a ninja, and if he's a ninja, that would make a lot of sense if it was, like, armor scarf thing.
Which those are always a plus for me.
Okay.
I think we should give Shane Hugging points to Wing Zero Sis Gaming for his comment on this picture. I want to be in Super Sentai.
Super Sentai.
yeah, no shit. Yeah. It took me a second to even catch that. Yeah, this dude did all the auditions and everything, and they were like, hey, man, you made it. You're great. You're on the next team. And he's like, finally, my dream. And they were like, you're fucking Ninja Rider. And he's like, what the fuck?
Wait. Are you saying I'm part of Kamen Rider? Yeah, man, you're on the next. Oh.
He's like, that is not what I even fucking came here for.
It's like, oh, fuck, they're probably going to put me on a stupid moped.
No, what is he? He's, oh, God. What's the name?
No, I'll tell you exactly what fucking happened. He came out to the stage. He was excited to get the job. He has a cool costume. Everything's going his way. And then that other rider drove by on that car thing, and he was like, oh, no. He was probably. Like, please let me have something better than that.
Did I go to the wrong audition?
Yeah, no right. Shit.
No, like I said, I think he's from that one race from Mass Effect where they have to announce how they feel, just excited exclamation.
Exactly.
I'm
those
so
guys
glad
are fucking
that
awesome.
I'm in Kamen Rider.
All right. Caliber.
Huh.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you just scream villain.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like it's almost... It seems very advertised that this guy, at least at the very least, does not start a good guy.
Next.
Oh. September 6th.
Next.
September, right?
Bubbles!
It's good that you brought your fucking bubble blower or whatever. That's wonderful, but...
Thank you for spreading the coronavirus with your bubbles.
I mean, not wrong, but...
The writers will be fine. They have
face masks. True, they have face masks.
Next. Wow.
Now, I gotta be honest with you. If you're the bad guy, like a villain, and you come at me with bubbles, I'm not gonna take you serious.
It hasn't worked out for other villains of the past. I'm just saying, Mega Man 2.
Watch right. My bubble power. Are you fucking kidding me? I got out of bed for this.
Next.
Or for that matter, when you start a Pokemon game and your first water move is fucking bubble. just skip it. It's fucking awful.
On.
I don't have a problem with his design. He looks cool.
All bubbles are exploding bubbles, Brian. All bubbles.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like his helmet. He looks like a knight.
Next.
This is it.
Shane, translate.
We would like to introduce you to
my name
Dark Knight Cecil Rain. Okay.
Yeah, no shit.
Next.
His sword is neat.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
He's cool. He's not bad in any way. It's just, man, holy shit, them bubbles, man. That did him no favors. I don't know what the fuck that was about.
It looks like this is a play. It's hard to tell.
Well, they do live stage shows and shit to introduce some of these things, so maybe that's what you were...
Alright, so that's it for Bubble Knight Rider.
Okay, Bubble Knight Rider is okay. He's good.
He's terrifying.
Bubbles are scary.
They are.
All right. Now for the other images.
Other images. Others.
All right. Let's see it. Let's see others. All right. Promotional imagery and whatnot, which is what they were pulling from when we saw the guy on the back here and everything.
Right.
The guy with the orange eyes we didn't see yet.
Right, he's the only one we haven't seen, but, or at least I think so.
Yeah. Maybe they didn't cast an actor for it yet, so.
Possibility.
I'll be the actor.
Next.
Okay, so this is what they look like. Okay,
he's like a Jolly Roger pirate writer?
I don't care, it looks cool.
Huh.
The other guy's dual wielding, that's sweet. And that is a scarf thing.
Yep, we figured.
But the yellow guy has...
His color is green? The ninja guy's color is green?
Yep. I think these two on the back are both kind of got a green. But...
Something about that bothers me.
No, because the guy with the orange eyes is more of like a slate gray kind of a color. Almost more like a kind of a gunmetal type of thing.
Yeah, he's a gunmetal. I agree with that.
Whereas
and then
the one's just straight neon ass green. Yeah,
the ninja is fucking straight up green.
That green one reminds me of Genji from Overwatch.
Next.
There's some of those books.
Storm Eagle. Uh-oh. Capcom's going to be pissed.
It's true. The warriors are already watching.
Oop, too fast.
Okay, and then there's some more. Lion.
Peter Fantasia?
Yeah, we already commented on that one instead of it being Peter Pan.
Yeah, now that I can fucking see it up close like that.
But I think it's because Disney owns the rights to actual Peter Pan.
Yeah, but that, but also Peter is part of Peter Pan, and Disney has a movie called Fantasia.
Yeah, they just fucking
Needle Hedgehog
down on their thievery
yeah,
right there.
I noticed that Needle Hedgehog, huh? Okay.
Huh? Yellow Sonic.
Mm-hmm. Pretty sure they have OCs for that.
Neat.
Yep.
You don't look bad, dude. The dragon thing on your shoulders.
Well, I know Peter Pan is from years before Disney, but I don't know where the rights currently fall with Peter Pan. Like, who actually owns the rights for distribution of that character? Or
the
fair
right. Peter.
I think in the U.S. it might be different than it is over in Japan. So.
No, it would be because, like.
Because originally Peter Pan started as a book, just like Alice in Wonderland started as a book, but then Disney
right.
made the animated shorts. And as Bill then, stated before, basically the lore falls wherever the most popular thing is. So even though Star Wars started off as books, we know them as movies, and everybody mainly knows them as movies. Kind of like Fight Club. Fight Club started as a book. And then became a movie, and because everybody knows the Fight Club movie, when they made this the Fight Club graphic novel, which is supposed to be the second part to Fight
yeah.
Club, the yep. writer literally put a thing in there where a bunch of fans storm in and they get pissed off and they're like, "Why the fuck did you turn this movie into a comic book?" And the guy's like, "Haven't you ever read the actual book?" And they go, "Wait, it was a book?" And he
uh-huh.
face palms.
Most of that shit starts as books, but that's not where it builds its continuity and following.
Yep.
That's a lady.
Yeah, that's kind of why I was trying to write a book, was I was trying to write a book so I could turn around and try to make it into like a movie or a Netflix TV show or some shit like that,
mm-hmm.
because I know that's where the real fucking money is.
And Star Wars, I saw a comment in there. Yeah, Star Wars started as a book. It was out like a year before the movie.
And to reiterate, Disney owns the world, so everything is their property.
Yeah.
What? No.
Yeah.
Next. They wouldn't do something like that.
Oh, yeah. This guy's cool.
These are images of like,
silhouette.
It's cool blue.
You haven't unlocked that character yet.
Yep.
Well, I don't.
Gotta play a little bit longer.
Gotta play a little longer.
Gotta beat a certain tradition.
450 victories.
Next fighter.
No, fuck that. I gotta get Mewtwo. I just gotta turn my GameCube on and leave it running overnight with CPU players and unlimited lives. Wake up in the morning and just beat Mewtwo.
Next.
You have a cool back?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, considering the fact that this is all the promo shit stating when it starts on, you know, September and all that, it's basically, these are like screen grabs from the trailer, basically.
Next.
Here's what I'm confused about.
Oh, you're confused.
Size.
Well,
nice.
Up here it says 9/6, which for me, it's September 6th.
Yeah.
Then we got some kanji, and then we have a 9. And then, I don't get it. Why is there just a random 9?
Because it's 9 in the morning.
I need to learn to read Japanese.
Or 9 p.m. their time, but...
Well, yeah, it's either 9 a.m. or 9 p.m., but yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, man, if Disney wanted to buy Fandom with Reploid Bill, they can have the fuck up out my YouTube channel.
they
can do it. They can make me an offer tomorrow, and I'll give them that shit. They can do whatever the fuck they want with it.
We will buy it for $20.
No. They're gonna have to give me something.
It would have to be a substantial amount.
Next.
And yeah, Chad is confirming 9 a.m. Okay, I figured as much.
God. Hey, this guy looks excited to be here.
No shit. Why is everybody sad and shit?
Because, Bill, they went to the wrong audition. This is actually
like,
supposed to be the next one.
Nobody is thrilled to be a part of this thing.
He's like, "You guys are Kamen Riders." Yay.
Yay.
That or it could be they're more pissed off because they're forcing them to show up and do promotional while all the COVID shit. So it's like,
I achieved my dream.
Next.
What are you looking at?
Fucking look at her smug ass.
Well, look what she's looking at.
Yeah, I'm following the eye line. She's, yeah.
You must be well endowed, sir.
I think she's looking at his sad pants and how they do him no favors.
Yep.
That gray is just...
She's laughing at them overalls.
There's that chick again.
She's like, you're too fucking skinny to be a plumber.
Okay, that's it for the others. Wonder Ride books. I can see some of the descriptions on some of them.
Right. Well, we'll get to it when we get to it. Start them up.
Brave
dragon.
He looks like a happy dragon.
Well, you know, he comes from Lego Knight set.
Yep. Next.
So that means it sucks when you step on him, so.
He hurts like a motherfucker.
Okay, the inside of it.
That's cool.
That's cool. Yes, that is cool.
Come on. Go back. Go. Yep. Okay. Next.
That's still the same book, I think. It's showcasing what the power's going to do.
Yeah.
Yep.
Still inside that book. Nope.
Lion.
Senki.
Senkai?
Senki.
I don't think it's Kai. Senki. Because Kai would be AI, I believe.
Yeah.
Senki. That's cool.
Kitty!
Is it kitty?
Yes. Okay, so that's how this is going to go. It's going to show us a cool graphic, show us what the powers incorporate.
So the other guy was fire, this guy's water.
Yep, water kitty.
Yep.
I love how for like 2 seconds there was a wishbone conversation in the chat.
What?
Yeah, they were talking wishbone. That little fucking dog was fucking talking about books from back on PBS and shit.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Holy shit. What the fuck?
Yeah.
So I'm guessing this is the Aladdin's lamp thing.
Yep.
It's a lamp.
Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah.
Oop.
We don't get to open it. Fine.
Whatever. Yep, we don't get to open that one. Fuck you.
A purple dragon.
Jakku dragon. This must be the bubble knight.
Yep. So that one probably won't be opened either.
Next.
That one is,
That one's your storm eagle.
Next.
Well, no, that one actually did say storm eagle, so I don't know. That's probably just the green guy.
That one is also that.
It's a snake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so that gray dude's a snake? That's cool.
They seem to do that a lot for some reason.
Storm Eagle!
Capcom's pissed. They forgot to put a wheelchair and a mohawk on it.
Look at the eagle's face. He's so derpy looking.
No. It's the one bird from the Looney Tunes. It's like, nope.
Yeah, but that one was a vulture.
Yeah.
Look at me, I'm shooting feathers, dude.
Next.
That's because after he shoots too many feathers, he can't fly.
Yeah.
He has to be dumb enough to do that.
Needle hedgehog.
Unless it's like Kirby, where it's fucking never-ending fucking feathers.
Needle hedgehog.
Fucking supersonic.
Yep.
Next. Yep.
Peter Fantasia.
Yep.
And there's Captain Hook behind there.
Mute.
Yeah.
At least a Wendy or something like that. Next. Yep. Here we go.
Oh, that one actually opens. Okay.
Yeah, this is one of the powers that we did see in use.
Yeah.
Mute.
Okay, some and stars and all right, to go to Neverland.
Next. And there's a Hook.
Because he's off to Never Never Land.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. When we saw the character or whatever, I didn't...
Yeah, I don't think that they really showed that.
Well, I mean, to be fair, you can only get the pictures you can get during this time.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's cool if that's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It It's not very practical, though. I'll go ahead and call that weapon's use out right now. His hand is in the way.
Come on, Bill. It's an elbow hook.
Unless it's for like a grapple or something, but
yeah, you grapple.
Yeah, I guess that's true. That maybe it fires out or something.
Yeah,
I like the elbow hook.
Next,
it's not an elbow. It's a wrist hook, even.
Yeah.
Jack and the Beanstalk. Some guy named Jack climbing something.
They're still talking about it. All the episodes of Wishbone are on YouTube. You can go check that out, Seth. Relive your childhood.
Nah, I ain't worried about that. I'm waiting for November. Fine. Nick threw down exactly what it is I'm waiting on.
What?
New Animaniacs on Hulu in November.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yep.
Next. Kumba. No, it's the Three Pigs. Okay.
Yep.
That's it.
And the big, bad wolf.
Yeah, it says Three Little Pigs.
Bum, 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 ba-da-da-da-dum.
Okay. Well, let's go back, look at the guys, and just first initial, these scores don't count, initial reaction scores.
Actually, let me do it this way so we can actually get the right...
Yep, yeah, just grab an image, we check it out.
Base one.
Initial reaction score, what are you thinking? Because I think I can... Normally, I don't like this triple color thing. It gets a little busy, and I do think this dragon is goofy, so I'm thinking he's like a 3.5. I'm not hating him, but damn, I'm not...
That's exactly what I was going to give it.
I was going to go 3.9. Literally, okay. He'd be a 4 other than the fucking doofy-eyed dragon.
I'd go with a 4.
Okay.
Fair enough.
All right, so there's that guy.
Should we do it for each additional
version? Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, because you know what's going to happen to anyway.
The Jack and Beanstalk add-on.
Okay. I like this metal part, kind of like an armored thing. I know that's the Beanstalk thing, but it's like an armored thing that then goes into the white middle that then goes into the dragon. It gives me like a knight feeling. And because I see the sword here, is that the same sword, but he switched hands? Or is that another sword? So he has two swords, a fire sword and a fucking vine sword.
I believe it to be the same sword.
It's the same
okay,
sword.
So he's ambidextrous, maybe?
That, well, the vine thing comes out of his left wrist.
Right, yeah.
So holding the sword, he's combining the power.
Which is good. It means he's ambidextrous, because that's his other hand. It's not the hand he was fighting with.
Right.
Being ambidextrous is quite an achievement.
It actually is.
It is in sword fighting.
And it's not just in sword fighting. Like, I told you, moving back into doing some of the things that I'm doing, I'm in almost everybody I come across right now. If you're a Southpaw, that's what you are.
Yep.
If you're an Orthodox fighter, that's what you are. It's really hard stances and maintain perfect form.
Yep. Yeah, trust me. Back when we used to play Sabres, I would either fucking dual wield, or if I wasn't dual wielding, I had that staff saber. And yeah, it's very different fighting styles when you're going from the staff saber to dual wielding to single handed, depending on whether your arm got chopped off or not. And depending on which arm got chopped off. Because if you chopped off my right, since I'm a righty, yeah, I'm going to have a little bit of a harder time fighting back left handed.
Yeah, changing hands is not, it's not easy. So if that's a little part of his character thing, that he can literally sword fight from either hand with the same efficiency all the time, that's supposed to show more extreme competency in his character. And I like that look more than the other one that I just seen. This will move me up to a 4. And no, Link is not ambidextrous. It just so happens that we switch his hand here in America.
Yeah.
But in all actuality, he's a left-handed sword fighter.
Yep.
Link is also a reincarnation.
Yeah, and he dies and comes back, so it depends on the Link you're talking about. But Link has never been seen to actually switch his sword hand unless it is a game like Link's Awakening where you choose the buttons.
Or if you're playing...
There are some Links that you can force ambidextrous, but that doesn't actually mean that he himself, as a normal, is ambidextrous.
Yeah, it's the Wii games, I believe, because you're actually using the Wiimote to swing the sword. That, they actually switched him over to being right-handed, but only because most of the human population is right-handed.
Yeah, that was Skyward Sword.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure by normal nature he's a left-handed sword fighter.
Yep.
Because if he was ambidextrous, you'd see things in the game where he could, like, lose the shield and then switch the sword over and still fight from the other hand in cutscenes, and you don't see that. You just see him changed for the sake of the American audience.
Yep.
But I'm pretty sure it's been said in interviews that he's a left-handed fighter.
Yep. In fact, it's even easier to see if you go from, Twilight Princess on the GameCube, because since you're not actually swinging it, he's swinging with his left. But as soon as you switch over to the Wii, he starts swinging with his right, because you get to decide whether you're going to be left-handed or right-handed.
Right. But that's not actually character-driven narrative. I'm pretty sure that's just for the sake of.
Yep.
And there's nothing wrong with being one or the other. That's most people fight from a certain stance.
Right.
I probably would give this, like, guy a 3.
Oh, so you went down. Okay. So you don't like this armory vine area.
I give it 3.8.
I don't know. I'm at a 4.3 myself. Especially because what I'm thinking happens is the reason why he can switch weapons is since the vine does come out of his left wrist and it looks like it wraps around the sword, it probably adds more stability. So even if he is right-handed and that's his more dominant hand, the left would actually gain more stability from the vine being wrapped around it, so he can have the same control as if it was in his right.
Right, okay.
So I think there's there was a blue one, I think, somewhere.
That's the next guy.
Yeah, the next guy's blue, unless you mean...
There's the black and the red.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That was the base.
And there's the rune roots.
This guy might... That's all we've seen of it, though. I don't think we got an actual thing any better than this.
Oh, yeah, because that's the Captain Hook thing. Because, yeah, I see the hook on his hand now.
Yep, there's the hook wrist right there.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll grade him. And I think that's the only picture we have of him, so let's see that guy. That's fine. Oh, shit.
Actually, hold on. Let me check, because I think...
Nope.
No, that's Jack and the Beanstalk again, and then, that's
Yeah, we only got one shot at him, and that's on this preview page. Okay. What?
So are we not rating that one, then, or...? So no rating to the Captain Hook thing?
I don't know. It was sounding to me like we were skipping it.
You couldn't see him? I mean, it's not perfect. That's all we got is this one.
I was getting the first from you guys. We were skipping it.
Let's look at it. You're fine. Yeah, because you've got him. I mean, we could see him for the most part. Yeah, go ahead. Rate him.
Yeah, if anything, I was humming and a-homming just to try to figure out what I'd give him.
Okay, I like this fin thing that comes off his shoulder, okay?
Yeah.
Captain Hook hand, if it shoots out, then I can see, I guess it goes past his hand. The other image I saw with the artwork didn't look like it went past his hand, which makes it an unusable weapon. But this looks like he could get you. A hook is an impractical weapon in general, but it's fine because fucking...
Well, yes and no, because I mean... With a hook, that's the reason why it is that there actually are hook swords, is if somebody's coming at you with the sword, if you move out of the way, you can actually grab it and fucking disarm the motherfucker, and then now you have a sword and they don't, but even so, I really don't see them using that to much practicality.
So what are we thinking on this guy?
I give him. I'm going to stay with my my last score. I give him a 3.8.
I don't know. This one to me kind of drops me down a bit. I'm at a 3.5.
Yeah, I'll stick with my 3.
Yeah, give him. Keep him at 3.4 where the other. No, 3.5 where the other guy is.
Okay. So, yep, now we move on.
Okay. Blades.
Extra large, because I think there was only one, wasn't there?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, so I think this might be the better looking one.
Yeah. Because the other one, he just looks a little bit darker, but that's because he's outside, and that could just be the lighting. No, yeah. The one to the right.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I know the chat doesn't want it for some reason. They want to battle on this one, but I'm telling you, I'm almost 100% positive. Link is not ambidextrous. I just looked at it. I literally just went online and looked at it, and he's left-handed in every single game where the player has no choice because he's a left-handed fighter.
Yep.
The only ones where he is right-handed is if you have a button choice or if there is motion controls involved. He's not ambidextrous. Maybe one or two of his reincarnations can get away with that claim.
Yeah.
I'm looking it up now. Link is left-handed.
Yeah, he's a left-handed fighter.
The only reason he's left-handed is because Shigeru Miyamoto is lefty.
Right. And I believe it actually says that in Hyrule Historia.
Yep.
It says Miyamoto wanted to design a character who shared this trait.
Yep. The only thing that comes close to being ambidextrous is when he's got one of his, like, giant weapons, like when he's Kid Link and he's wielding, like, the Deku Stick, but that's because he's two-handing and not so much, hey, I can use my left or my right, which is what ambidextrous means. Or if he's got the fucking Giant's Hammer or the Goron Hammer, depending on how you want to look at it. But again, that's because he's fucking double-handing it.
Yeah, but that's not ambidextrous fighting. Exactly. That's a different form altogether. Now, this guy here, his lion is messing me up.
Yeah.
It's, I like his helmet a lot. I like most of him. The only part that's giving me gruff here is the lion, and it's not his fault. It happens a lot, and yes, the fabric that looks like trash bags on his legs. I agree. But I'm looking at him, and this lion, I know that Kamen Rider, Super Sentai, and whatnot has devolved into a spot where they're not trying to hide the fact that they're selling toys. That's a fucking plasticky lion. It's fucking childish looking. It's not cool. It marks him down for me. It puts him at the 3 where I would have dropped. I would have given him a 4. That lion on his chest piece just looks dumpy.
Yeah, actually, it's because of that I would probably have to put him at a 3.5.
I think they would have done a little something a little different with it instead of just being a big plastic lion head.
Right.
Because I like the color. The blue is a really cool color.
I do too. Yeah, I agree.
If they would have, I don't know, maybe made it a little bit more metal looking.
That might have helped, honestly. You might be right. If they would have done something in the paint scheme that made him seem almost like more armor and not plastic.
Yeah.
Or maybe like a copper color, maybe? Or
maybe if they would have given him a plate design where it looked like he was, you know, plated. Mm-hmm. That might have helped him too. He looks plastic in that I know so many fucking writers look plastic. I get it because they are, but I mean, without aesthetically not watching the show and not letting, you know, what is a suspension of disbelief, which I have to have a lot of. He's got a fucking plastic toy lion on his chest.
Man, he can move fine in the show, and he can look badass in the show, but unfortunately, we're shallow people, and we care about their looks. So, I give this dude a 3 point. I'm going to give him a 3-4.
Okay.
I think I'll do like a 3.3.
All right. Was the thing holding all of us back, that lion?
Pretty much. It doesn't, I mean, it's not the worst thing we've seen by far.
No.
Right.
We've actually seen worse lions, even.
Yes, that's actually, it's not a bad looking lion. It just looks plastic and.
Right. Because, yeah, like look at that.
That looks cool right there, but it's also offset because that's an effect. He's doing something that's going to be like a power hit or something.
Right. Or like I said, it could just be the lighting.
No. I'm looking at it right there, and it's still... That lion really throws me off with him.
Right.
And it's definitely not going to help him when we get there and we have to see his dumb go-kart.
So let's check out...
That's just 3. 3's the only shot we had of him.
Oh, yeah. And there's a better one for looking at these guys. We'll go to that poster.
Yeah.
Yeah, go back to that poster thing. Because
if that's what these next guys are, then we'll go to the other images poster thing.
Yeah, it's number 1 in the others.
Oh, I thought it was number 2.
Dude, number 2. Yeah, because that's a better... It spreads them out. Yeah,
true.
This is good. Holy shit.
Bill's got to
wake up.
I'll be back.
I like this dude.
So is this supposed to be the Aladdin dude here?
I think.
Yeah, I think chat was throwing down. He's supposed to be the Aladdin one. I mean, really, the only thing on this guy that kind of throws me is his fucking halo topper for the back of his fucking head. But otherwise, everything else on this guy looks pretty solid. I mean, to be fair, if we had a better picture, maybe that might change my opinion, but in terms of this, this doesn't look half bad. So, I mean, personally, I think I'm going to give this guy like a 4.1. Because, I mean, I really do get like a hardcore, because, I mean, obviously, he's supposed to be like a lightning vibe, which is good. Like, the yellow spikes and shit are... There's something about it. It's pulling me to an RPG, but I can't think of what game. That's the only thing that's killing me. Like, I'm not awake enough. Because usually I have time to wake up on the drive over to Bill's, but because Corn Stream...
I love this color scheme.
The yellow and white?
Yeah. And the white also gives way to being almost silver in the right lighting.
He reminds me of somebody, but I can't.
Like, he gleams white, but then his actual offset seems like a dull silver.
Mm-hmm.
And then I really like this yellow because it's offset massively.
Mm-hmm.
I think the way that the whitish silver kind of reminds me of the White Ranger and the Dino Thunder a bit.
Okay.
A bit.
No, I can see that. I kind of see what you're talking about. If the black was yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I like his shoulders got this spike on it, which I kind of like. I like his helmet, even though I find it funny that he has a fucking handle. His armor seems fine. We can't really see his sword, but I imagine it's a decent standard like the others. Now, is this a scarf thing? No, it's not a scarf. What is it called when it's not a cape, but it hangs off the side of one pauldron and it's of like a fabric layer. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know what that's called, but that's what he's got, I think.
Yeah.
One shoulder has that cape thing.
I was going to say, is that that thing Fred has from Scooby-Doo?
No,
that would be an ascot.
Okay, never mind then.
No, normally you see it, I don't know, it could just, like, the chat just says shoulder cape, and it could just very well be that's all it is. But yeah, you see it oftentimes where, like, the two pauldrons on the side of a person, somebody just said it's a mantle. I think that's right. But it's basically a fabric, and it usually carries the symbol of said nation or representation, and it hangs off one shoulder of a knight. And it's, or like, yeah, bullfighters do it too. Yes.
Yeah.
Where they have the one cape over the one side. But that's, I think that's what he has. And I like that too. I like it when it's done right. I don't like it when it's the weird UFO and it looks like a fucking nightgown. This guy's solid as shit. He might be my favorite thing that I've seen. I think I can go 4-6 on him.
I'm going 4-5.
I'm going 4.
Okay.
So we exit then, try to go back.
We're still on that.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, because the other guys are only going to get good shots on that picture.
Okay.
The next one is the ninja, and then that guy with the orange eyes up here.
Okay, so let's look at this guy over here with a...
Personally, this is my favorite.
This ninja dude here?
Yeah.
I'm really digging on it. Like, the green color gives me a Green Lantern vibe. The yellow accents actually help him. His weapons aren't terrible. They actually look almost like the, what is it? The Blood Rain, like, wrist gauntlet things.
Right, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So, I mean...
I can't remember what those are called, but I know exactly
yeah,
what
me you neither, mean. But yeah. I mean...
It kind of reminds me of Baraka's thing from Mortal Kombat.
Now, those are definitely swords. They're not what you're talking about, but I get where you're getting at, why they look that way.
Put that one over there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he's solid, too. He has that little bitty breastplate thing, and then it goes up into what's essentially like a metal sack.
Yep.
Right. And with the fact that he's supposed to be ninja, I mean, ninjas didn't really have too much in terms of armor or gear, but that's because
right.
They were basically fucking farmers using whatever tools that they had fucking available. So, I mean, to be fair, with this guy's design, for me, for right now, until we get another photo and he gets shit upon...
He has tabby feet.
Yeah. So I mean, like,
he has actually, those are like Asagi guards and
yep.
and Tabi feet.
Yep. So like I said, until we get another photo where they completely shit on this guy, I'm giving him a 5.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, I mean, just to let you guys know, I'm not going to give him a shit score, so that's the good
right.
news. I'll probably just go with 3.5.
All right.
Yeah.
1.
All these guys have gotten way over a 3, so...
Right. I was waiting for Shane to react. He didn't even fucking move. He gets a 4.2.
This other guy looks like he has an axe on his helmet.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard to tell, but... He looks like he's got the most armored...
He's got a hatchet head.
He has fucking Spartan fucking armor feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking like a little.
It looks like a sad car. Looks like a sad car.
Yeah.
His feet are driven by sad cars. What is that fucking weapon?
I guess some kind of gun.
Okay, it's a sword, but he's holding it behind his shoulder, so it's tough to see. Because right. Look at his back down here under his arm.
Oh,
that's
right.
The blade coming down. So
yeah.
He's got like a big fucking thick ass Buster sword.
But it's just
no, he's got like a long ass Sephiroth fucking sword.
No, I think it's thick. I think it's thick. I think that metal here in the orange or whatever, and I think it's going all the way past the butt that we can see. I think that thing is a thick piece of death.
Yeah. Yeah, because I see the gray on the other side now. It was clashing with the fucking gray background for the clouds.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, this guy has a slab of death that he carries with
yeah.
him. So, okay, slab of death offsets the sad cars that drive his feet.
Right. And he's super heavy armored, which is...
Yeah,
okay.
he reminds me of a fucking Spartan
right.
in the way his armor is. His helmet. This fucking thing that's coming off of his helmet, this head axe, what the fuck ever it is.
His hatchet head, yeah.
His fucking hatchet head. I think that's goofy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody else has a dumb fucking death head too, but I mean, it's right. Just seems goofy to me.
Although, to be fair, his is the only one where headbutt would actually be super effective. Everybody else would have to do like a diving headbutt type of shit.
Yeah,
to slash
they have to do like a rhino charge. Yeah. He can actually literally headbutt you and split your skull.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I'll probably give him a 4.5.
I'm giving this dude a 4.
Yeah, I'll go 4.
I'll follow with a 4. Okay, that's these guys.
None of them were bad.
Yeah, none of them were bad.
Every single person.
Did we want to relook at the baddish guy?
You mean?
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah. Relook at the baddish guy with his bubbles.
Forget Bubble Man.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Picture's so bad.
I would say probably picture 5, I think, is probably going to be the best shot we get of him. Because everything else is pretty much just this.
I thought there was the thing where he was on the stage. Whatever. Keep going. No, keep going. I thought there was one.
Yeah, maybe it was 6 is what I was thinking.
Yeah, there it is on the stage. Get us a little bit. And I think there's a second one on the stage as well.
Yeah, I think it shows more of that.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
let's look at this.
Go.
That's a good one.
I like the helmet. It looks like a... I do like the helmet a lot.
He's basically just the fucking negative version of the main guy. Because he's got the dragon pauldron too, so he's got the dragon...
Does he?
Yeah, he's the purple dragon.
Oh, yeah, okay. So that's the purple dragon book we saw. Okay, no, that makes a lot of sense to me then. Yeah, okay.
Oh, God. Purple dragons, it's the Shredder Rider.
I mean, to be fair.
Did you say the Shredder Rider?
Yeah.
And actually, the purple dragons were led by Han, if I remember right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And he is recently, I don't know about the new fucking series, I shit, but he has recently been redesigned to look like Bruce Lee, the leader of their group.
To be honest with you, a Shredder Rider would be really cool, but just don't drop any 2x4s on him or you'll defeat him.
No, that was our Shredder. And to be fair, from what it is that I've heard, apparently in the new series, even though the turtles look like shit, apparently they do a couple of cool things with the turtles. So, I mean,
who knows? Maybe years from now when I'm exceptionally bored, but as it stands right now, I have zero see that show.
Yeah.
But I think it's a double... Look, I look at it, and it looks awful. And the last Turtles we got was so fucking good. It may literally be the best Turtles that has ever been on TV.
Right.
And that makes it really hard for me to go to giant leader angry Raph with soft shell fucking Donnie, and it just fucking bothers me.
Right.
But this guy, purple is a solid color.
Right.
Mixed with black, it works very well. The silver accentuates him and makes it very visual as to protected. Not exactly the greatest idea to showcase where all your weak points are, but the fucking, they're fucking fantasy things and they spark and flip anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Right. And the kind of copper, goldish kind of accents between the purple and the black actually look good too.
Yeah, I think it helps to separate and pop both colors individually rather than blending the two together. I do like his sword. And once again, he has that stupid head. They all have that stupid head.
I kind of wonder something.
What's up?
Well, other times when we had bad guy writers, they changed when they went good, didn't they?
You mean their look changed? In writers, did we see where their looks changed when they became good guys? You might be right. I think that has happened a couple times where it seems like they got different forms. Because, no, you know what? We saw a lot of them where they were like monsters or they were deformed when they were bad. And then we saw them become writers because we saw that a couple times where they were like corrupted and like their suits were all fucked up and different.
Right.
So if this guy was to quote get fixed or whatever, I don't know how much of a change we would look at.
Right.
Okay.
This guy's solid to me.
And to be,
I also like
the
X's down on the bottom of his boots and right here on the wrists. It's a little detail, but I like that it separates the ankles and the wrists.
Right. But yeah, no, to go back to the whole them changing, I mean, to be fair, all it is it's books that give them powers. So, I mean, to be fair, if he were to change over to good, it could be as simple as they defeat him and then the fucking leader ends up taking his powers.
Yeah, and then he takes that book. Yeah. And then if you took that book, you would probably see a form where the purple dragon's on one side and the reds are at red.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's probably going to be something like that in the future of this.
And then there'll be another big bad down the road who'll be the biggest bad because they like doing that and changing. Oh, now this guy's the main villain. Oh, no, now this guy's the main villain and he's 10 times worse. Oh, no, now it's this guy and he's 80 times worse. Oh, God, whatever shall we do? Because it's lazy writing.
I like him. I'm going to agree with the score I just saw in the chat. I think I can drop 4.6 on this guy.
4.4.
Yeah, I'll go 4.5.
I'll go 4.4.
Okay.
Although I want to go back and check something.
Okay.
Other images, others. Okay, never mind. I thought there was like another shadowy guy back here, but maybe that was
in the poster.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the purple dude right there at the back poster, the shadowy guy you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what your mind was placing, was you saw that shadow guy there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's these guys. We're done with these guys.
Yep.
We're done with first impressions, so.
Okay, so we're gonna dip out of here. We'll be gone for about 15 minutes or so, and then we should be back to do another folder of something.
Yeah.
So, into the internet. Whoop. Say the thing, Shane.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.